ask you the question, Pickard. Why are you looking at me like that, eh?
Tala, wife of the dead painted chieftain, Chigid, spat on the ground in front of the Gaussian leader.
Yeah! You're the one you killed, Mark Chigid! I'll kill you soon as I get the chance! Kill you dead!
Early evening sunlight was shafting through the woodland foliage when Nocco and his tribe returned to Earth. Umphrey could not help remarking to Samalus about their trophies of victory.
Look at that, Mr. Fixer. Did you ever see such a pile of tatty rubbish? You call that loot?
Samalus nodded.
Indeed, that's what it appears to be, but you must remember, young'un, one beast's rubbish is another's treasure. They seem happy with it.
Happy was an understatement. The Gonfalons were jubilant with their spoils. A few flagons of fair paint, which the tree rats decorated themselves with, some blades, mostly blunt, broken or rusted, one or two blowpipes, darts and a vial of poison, crude necklaces, bracelets and tail rings, plus the contents of a larder they had discovered. Nocco was grinning from ear to ear.
This is the stuff, buckos. I told you there was plenty of poor peckings to be had. Bozy, me old scout. Once we've had supper, I'll divvy the takings up. Fair shares for every beast. That's the Gonfalon way. We may be thieves, but we're good, honest thieves. Spingo, Bumbo, pile all that loot over yonder and stand guard on it.
Aided by Redwallers and Gonfalons, the Gaussian shrews put on quite a nice supper, even cooking up the painted one's larder supplies and serving it to them. Bolsey was quite partial to shrew beer, and the flat pan bread which the Gaussian were very skilled at making. Whatever was to pour went into the pan bread, preserved fruits, honey, nuts, berries, fresh from the bush. Not wanting to hurt Nocco's feelings, and speaking for all beasts present, by mutual agreement, Skipper raised his beaker and delivered a short speech.
Oi, mates! Here's a toast to our friends the Gonfalons. We'd never have beaten the painted ones without their aid, so let's drink to them.
After toasting the Gonfalons' bravery, Bozy, who had been tipped the wink by Skipper, spoke further.
Aye, and what reward can we offer to such braw beasties? I propose that we award Nocco and his warriors all the loot to keep for themselves.
The ragged mouse thief tribe cheered themselves hoarse. Nocco was moved almost to tears by his fellow beast's generosity. He sniffed loudly.
What can I say, buckos? It's not often you come across real friends and proper mateys, but yous lot's the best of the best. Right, Gonfalons, sing them out.
A fine baritone voice mouse sang the verse, whilst all the other Gonfalons joined in the chorus.